Welcome to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Two footy legends covering all things sport for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed.
Yes, and welcome to a Monday night edition of Sports Day. Badge and Sats and Jason Matthews, Woogie, here in the Sports Day studio with Sats. And from the home studio tonight, Gary Belcher. Hello, Badge.
G'day, gentlemen. How's everything going?
Good. We've got some breaking news to get to in just a moment. Okay. If you're West Tigers fans, stand by for this. We've got a very big show coming up, and we'll find out what your studio... We're up to the R's tonight. If you've got a suggestion for Badge, 0477 736 736. But Sats, some news that's just broken around Madge McGuire and the West Tigers.
Thanks, Jason. And listeners and Badge, the West Tigers, they were meant to have an emergency board meeting as we speak to determine the future of Madge McGuire. It's believed the board were going to vote the final 2 years of McGuire's contract be terminated immediately, and apparently had a statement ready for the media.
Oh.
But at the 11th hour, they've called the meeting off. So the future's still unknown. Well, that's the next question. Why was it put?
No.
Did they get spooked or...
No, why do they call it the 11th hour? I've always wondered that.
Particularly when it's 6 p.m. It should be the 18th
hour. But yeah, whether they've been spooked or not, whether they've received further information that that weighs heavily in favour of Michael McGuire, not quite sure. I'm led to believe that there were some senior players that were asked as part of the internal review. They're expecting those senior players to speak ill of Michael McGuire's coaching, and they didn't receive that. They, from all reports, received some very positive comments around Michael McGuire's vision and the way that he wants to take the club. So, yeah, watch your space.
Does that mean, boys, that they possibly had another coach lined up if they were going to sack McGuire, or possibly has that coach fallen over?
Well, it's a good point. It's a good point. Yeah, Cameron Ciraldo, from if we're reading between the lines, has been positioned as the coach. But in saying that, Ciraldo, and he, remember, he knocked back the Cronulla assistant coach job because he was under contract with Penrith. I don't think he would want to talk about anything to do with coaching until this season was finished with the Penrith Panthers. So maybe that's the case. Maybe at the moment they haven't been able to talk to the right person, or maybe they have got some word back that the person they were trying to position isn't ready to go just yet in relation to statements or whatever it may be.
You know, I sort of step back a little bit from that and look at that side and say, is that a genuine top eight side? Oh, I don't think it is. Oh, I think this is the problem. Has he got the cattle?
You know what, Badge? I've waxed lyrical on this show. I'm a big fan of Michael McGuire as a guy. I really like him as a guy, and I don't know what he's like as a coach. All we know that he's a premiership winning coach, and then I've spoken to players who feel as though that he is an extremely good coach. I just think Madge and the Tigers don't work. Simple as that. And it's for a number of reasons, but mainly I think there's a large portion of the Tigers playing group that just aren't mentally resilient and tough enough to put up with a coach that that wants to take them in a particular direction.
Yeah, do they want to make the sacrifices necessary? Who knows? Well, the bloke I've named the studio after, he'd be filthy. He'd just say, just get it sorted, you blokes, and get on with playing footy. It's the Tommy Radonikis home studio.
Outstanding.
That I'm honoured to have Tommy's name up on the front of my door.
And he'd slap you in the face at the same time.
He would.
So that news that's just come out is that Madge McGuire looked like he was going to face the chop at a board meeting tonight at the West Tigers, but he's got a stay of execution. Is that fair enough? And the meeting was cancelled.
At the moment. The meeting was cancelled at the last moment.
There you go. All right, Sats, a big show. I said it off the top of the show, but it is a big show tonight as we head into preliminary final week. I don't know whether to call it prelim.
Should be grand final qualifier.
Grand final qualifier.
I don't think a prelim really sets a final up like it should be. Prelim, you feel as though, is that...
What does prelim
mean? It's the final you have when you're not having a final.
Okay, so are we going qualifying final? Is that what we're saying?
Grand final qualifier.
Okay, so we have the grand final qualifiers this week, so Friday and Saturday night.
The preliminary is something that's done in preparation for something fuller or more important.
Well, then it should be a preliminary final.
So the other finals it's more important than the other
They're
finals.
They're all preliminary
the grand
finals.
Final, yeah.
What?
No, but there's nothing more important than the grand final, hence the word grand.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. So they're all... They're all preliminaries because they're all...
They used to just call these games the final.
Grand final qualifier. The grand,
they used to call these the finals and then the grand final.
Mm. Why do we get caught up on the small things?
You brought it up.
You're the one who made a comment about 11th hour as well. Halfway
well,
through.
That does bug me. That gets me. Huh? What's going on there?
Jake Trbojevic joins us on the show tonight from the Manly Sea Eagles. Be great to have that. Like, geez, he played the house down on Saturday, Friday night, didn't he?
You need your best players to be the best players on the field, especially in the big matches, the final matches. And I thought Jake, Tom and Dally Cherry-Evans and Kieran Foran, they're outstanding.
Yeah.
I want to stay away from Manly Sea Eagles because they're taking on my beloved Bunnies this weekend. I want to talk more about State of Origin and the Mighty Blues.
You lined it up. I don't know what's going on with you tonight, Woogie.
I want to talk about the Blues badge. Well, I've got you two Queenslanders in the studio. Nick Hockley,
what
the
are you sad about?
What? No, listen. Enough of the bad dad jokes for one night, please, mate. Nick Hockley, the CEO of Cricket Australia, joining us as well. Of course, our women's cricket team kick off a three-match, one-day series tomorrow in Mackay. What's going on in Mackay?
Plenty.
It's the centre of the sporting universe.
I'm going to ask Nick Hockley, whose office is in Melbourne, is Melbourne no longer the sporting capital of Australia and is a good old-fashioned Mackay?
Good nightclub in Mackay called the AM Club.
Oh, God.
Mm. Do you remember when Mackay Real Estate went through the roof years ago, Sats, because of all the mines?
Did too, yeah.
People were buying shipping containers and putting them in friends' backyards to live in. I remember that.
Really?
They were. You couldn't buy anything. Oh. So Nick Hockley joining us from a much more affordable Mackay soon. Joel and Fletch, our mates, will be joining us. Chris Nelson, he's had a dog of a weekend with his tips, from three.
Well, he had one good win, that's all right.
Yeah, but it paid $2.
Double your money.
Yeah, but it didn't cover the other ones.
Mm.
So you know what I mean?
Since when have you backed something for $2?
It's got to have a three in front of it.
Yeah, like 30.
It's got to have
like
three 30. Digits in front of it. Yeah.
And also, the Dally M's are on tonight. Does anyone care about the Dally M's
part one? Absolutely.
Why?
Tell us about part one. What
most prestigious awards.
Yeah, they are. How many do you win? Did you win Dally M sats?
No.
All serious? Badge, how many do you pick up?
Five. Not the main award, not the main Dally M's.
No, but fullback of the year.
Yeah, no, not five fullbacks. And I got the point scorer and I got rep player of the year in 90 and three fullbacks.
I got an indoor cricket trophy once. We won that.
I love indoor cricket.
Same.
That's right. What's happened to indoor cricket?
I don't know.
Is that still around?
It's big in Mackay.
Is that the next big thing is going to happen in Mackay?
It is.
In fact, that's where the women are playing tomorrow. It's actually indoor cricket. Hey,
cricket.
The Dally M's are on tonight, part one of the Dally M's. Explain that, Sats.
So part one is basically all the awards around positions, the Proven Summons Medal, just those awards that aren't the week-by-week awards, which comes to the ultimate prize, which is the Dally M Player of the Year. That'll all be next Monday night when they'll probably look into more of the week-to-week and the highlights and the points that went with each of those rounds as well. So
I
saw the Brownlow
well
was last night, which went for a long time.
Oh, did it? Okay. Mm. I did read they're going to give us the top five coaches tonight that will then be decided. Well, we'll know next week who it is as well in the Dally M's.
That sounds exciting. Riveting viewing tonight. Is it on TV?
But you're a Fox. You're a part-time rugby league fan, so we don't expect you to tune in and
watch
it.
The brown nose last night.
Hey, can I just quickly say, which is a big night of TV tonight, and Glenn the Newcastle Reality King, outside of Dally M's, g'day Badge Sats and Woogie, don't know what I'm more excited about, the revenge of old mate, the big wave surfing.
Kobe Abbotton.
Yeah, or the big wedding on Home and Away.
What?
Yeah. How do we get these listeners, honestly?
Pete Murray told us last week that Kobe Abbotton is not he's an outstanding bloke and he wouldn't have done that on purpose. So we'll see how it goes tonight.
I love Pete Murray's explanation because he's that nice of a guy, Pete, like you're saying. He said, Kobe thought that when he went down that was one for the push-up and as he pushed up that was two. No one does a push-up like that.
Bra boys can't count. Everyone knows that. Struggle.
Hey, we're going to get to that. Going to get to Ryan Girdler soon and his comments about Manly. And he's not the only one who thinks that. There's someone amongst our team who thinks Ryan Girdler might be heading in the right direction when it comes to Manly. His comments about Manly. We'll get to that real soon. And your favourite moment from the weekend in those two semi-finals, knockout semi-finals. What was your favourite moment? 0477 736 736.
Mine was Jason Saab's try. Length of the field, I love when
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, and you look to the sideline and Marty Tapau's waving him home, sticks the tongue out and smiles at the bench. I think it's great.
How quick is he?
Outstanding.
He's unbelievable.
You know, in the first sort of 5 or 10 metres, it doesn't look like he's moving too quick. And then all of a sudden, he just explodes. Yeah, he's great. He's great.
Would he have Josh Addo-Carr?
I reckon he would. In his day, it would have been a good race between both he and James Roberts. But
let's ask who we got. Jake Dvojevic coming up.
Yeah.
Rightio. Hey, boys, let's do this.
Sports Day, Sports Update.
Oh, and by the way, if you've got an R play, like a badge to consider, calling his home studio
Johnny
after next.
Johnny Raper.
Oh, Johnny
he was
Raper.
Was he?
Well, yeah, Matty Rogers has to get a mention. He listens
Steve
to the
Rogers.
Show.
Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers. I know, this was a really difficult one, but
it should be the Rogers family studio.
But how do you go
Queensland
past...
Queensland and New South Wales covered, haven't they? Mm.
But how do you go past Tommy Raudonikis, hey?
Tommy spent a lot of time in Queensland and I played against him, believe it or not, when he came back and played for captain coached at Brothers and coached Brothers as well in Brisbane before he went to Ipswich and coached Alfie and co.
Sporty Gav said, Justin Ryder, winger from Newcastle. David Riolo, good player, good fullback, David Riolo. Johnny Rebo de Brassac. What was his name? Was it? Adam Ritson, what a great young front rower he was. And my good mate, Matty Rodwell, Rocket Rodwell.
Rowdy.
Yes.
No, that's Brett Rodwell.
Oh, that's Brett Rodwell.
Yeah.
Is it? Right, okay.
Mm.
Boys, let's talk about the results from the weekend. Sea Eagles 42, Roosters 6, Panthers 8, Eels 6. Geez, the Eels earned a lot of respect. And some would say that they were probably robbed.
Oh, I don't know whether they were robbed or not. And probably what you're alluding to, Jace, was the Jerome Luai when he impeded and took out Mitchell Moses. When they made a really good break down the right-hand side, Blake Ferguson tried to position Will Penasini. He puts the kick through, but when you look back up the field on about the 40-metre line, yeah, Mitchell Moses was taken out by Jerome Luai. But outside
we'll
of that
know.
Badge. Yeah, you
he,
never know.
He could have kicked that long-range goal or, you know. We'll never know. Well, there's a new book of feuds starting here. Parramatta and Penrith. There's already been a bit of rivalry sets, but they'll be filthy about that.
Yeah,
they were.
Graham Annesley has come out today and said it should have been a penalty, possibly a sin bin. Sin bin doesn't matter. It's just it gives them the opportunity not to have a shot at goal to even it up a day at all. But and the responsibility was not from the on-field official, which was Ashley Klein, but the linesman, the sideline official. So,
but that wasn't one got the away. only one. Brad Arthur wasn't too pleased about afterwards, and it would have been hard, hard. I can't blame him for speaking out. When that Mitch Kenny injury happened, they're investigating this again. Actually, let's have a listen to what Brad Arthur had to say.
Well, there's been a bit of complaining over the last couple of weeks, and they got what they were after from the back of the Wingin.
What do you mean by that?
Trying to make the game faster. How many stoppages was there tonight? How many? When we were starting to get on top. There was a lot. Bunker gets involved. We're 7-2 penalty count. Bunker gets involved for what reasons? But then we kick down, we make the line break out of the backfield, we get down there. Will Penasini gets tackled off the ball. Mitchell Moses is running down there to chase and gets tackled in the background off the ball.
Do you think that Ivan's comments throughout the week in the lead up to this game and the lead up to the Bunnies game had an impact on what happened tonight?
Oh, it might have helped them tonight.
Pretty strong in his opinions. And, it's funny that we, 2 weeks in a row now, we've got Ivan Cleary complaining about different parts of the preparation leading into their game against the Bunnies. And he was on the wrong side of the scoreboard. And then you've got Brad Arthur who, quite frankly, I think when he goes and has a look at the video of the game, I don't think you really watch a video anymore, do you? There'll be some sort of link or whatever it may be. Parramatta had countless opportunities to score points against Penrith. They had really good field position and unfortunately didn't have a lot of creativity in relation to asking a lot of questions of Penrith. And Penrith defended it beautifully.
Yeah,
so
they were gutsy. They were both gutsy, weren't they?
And, I thought they were great, Parramatta, outside of that as well.
I just wonder about, I think there has to be, there is going to be an investigation. The trainers, Tuves will get to be filthy about it.
But come on, that's ridiculous.
The Penrith trainer who stopped the game when Mitch Kenny went down with an ankle injury, apparently he wasn't even on the field. So he's yelled out and then he's bolted on and then they stopped play. And the same bloke is being investigated for a similar incident against Cronulla midway through the year. So was he sanctioned for that? I don't think so. He didn't get a ban. What should he have been?
Well, the NRL is apparently launching an investigation in relation to this, but why launch an investigation to something that you made a rule about?
Because they want to make sure the rules are being adhered to.
Yeah,
if the trainers said stopped it from outside the field of play, well, that you can't do that.
Yeah, but you're opening the door. You're opening the door for someone to have a pretty heavy influence on the game, a trainer to have an influence on the game.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what else they do. Like Graham Annesley and co say, that referees aren't doctors. If there's a medical stoppage for medical reasons for an injury, they've got to be careful that they don't allow play to go on and someone gets hurt even worse.
Mm.
So they've got to rely on the opinion and the trustworthiness of the trainers to do the right thing here. Unfortunately, in the heat of the battle, who's into the trainers here? The coaching staff.
Mm.
So it's very dangerous. I don't know how they're going to do or what they're going to do, but they'll take some sort of action in the NRL.
Our listeners will have an answer for this badge. You know that. 0477 736 736, or give us a call, 13 13 55. Also, any more suggestions for another R name badge could name the home studio after tonight? Of course, it's named after Tommy Radonikis. Very hard to beat.
Simon from Hornsby Badge says he's disgusted in you that it's not the Reg Reagan studio.
Oh, it should be the Terry Reagan studio. Oh, the man who Reg was modelled on.
Jeez, yeah, you've stuffed up tonight, Badge,
yeah,
haven't
you?
Simon, I'm sorry, mate.
Missed the opportunity.
Is there a bloke is there a bloke closer to Tommy Radonikis than Reg Reagan? Terry Reagan? Maybe
not.
Soul to the earth.
Hey, still to come, Jake Trbojevic is joining us on the show, getting ready for the big game against South this Friday night.
Reg Reagan would be the child if Tommy Radonikis and Terry Reagan had a child.
Oh.
God, that's really weird, mate. It's very nowadays. Oh. I mean, that stuff can happen nowadays, I suppose.
Absolutely.
But anyway, we've gone down a different path again.
Oh.
0477 736 736. Which two rugby league players would you like to have a baby? And what would it be like? Now, this is a good one.
Mm. Yeah.
Badge, are you still around?
Let me think about that. I'm thinking from a rugby league point of view, would be the greatest
absolutely.
The greatest rugby league player if two players slept together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying Wally Lewis and Tom Trbojevic. Now,
oh yuck!
Tom might not like older men, but in saying that, I think it would create a very, very skillful baby.
Are you saying Tom is ageist? Badge, who do you reckon?
He's not including himself in this conversation.
Badge has passed out.
He's
in the Tommy Radonikis.
I can't believe what you just.
Which two players should sleep together to make a player?
Gary Belcher, Gary Jack.
Gary Belcher, Gary Jack.
Yeah. Here comes the Fonz. Look out. She's jumping the shark.
The show's jumped the shark early tonight. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia, the new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back.